Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Becky from Tacoma is. Becky, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
What's up, Becky? Hey, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday from the men's room at 540?
No.
All right, no worries.
Don't,
but Steve.
Yeah, don't sound sad about that. Be proud that you're a woman of integrity.
Steve, you got to get out of here
now.
Yeah,
no, I'd rather not know. I'd rather just see if I can do it.
Hell yeah.
We're going to see if Becky can do it, and Becky will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who was the first president of the United States?
Washington.
Yes. A beaver moon only occurs during what month?
October.
No.
November, December.
Yes. Who played Arnold Schwarzenegger's twin in Twins?
Danny DeVito.
Yes. Which South American country is nicknamed the Land of Poets?
Pass.
What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on one foot?
Twirl?
No.
Oops. Pass.
What decade was napalm first used?
20s?
No.
30s? 40s?
No. Yes, 40s. What was the first national park in the United States?
Yosemite?
No.
Oh, I can't think of any. Does it pass?
How many categories of hurricanes are there?
3.
No.
4, 5.
No. Yes, 5. In Greece, what vegetable is hung over the front door for good luck on New Year's?
Oh, eggplant?
No.
Tomato?
No.
That
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Becky.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, so the cheat sheet could have provided a little padding there.
Steve,
yes.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Who was the first president of the United States?
I don't know. Was it Nixon?
No.
George Washington.
Yes. A beaver moon only occurs during what month?
Let's go November.
That's the one. Who played Arnold Schwarzenegger's twin in Twins?
Danny DeVito.
Yes. Which South American country is nicknamed the Land of Poets?
Argentina.
No.
Brazil.
No.
And the poets. Portugal.
No. What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on one foot?
Is that a pirouette?
It is. What decade was napalm first used?
What decade? 60s?
No.
50s?
No.
40s?
Yes. What was the first national park in the United States?
Yellowstone.
Yes. How many categories of hurricanes are there?
There are 5.
Correct. In
what?
Greece, what vegetable is hung over the front door for good luck on New Year's?
Is that an eggplant?
It is not.
I don't know. A tomato?
No.
A zucchini?
No. The Chum Bucket is a fictional fast food restaurant from what cartoon?
Simpsons?
No.
South Park?
No.
Family Guy?
No.
Damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, SpongeBob.
That's the one.
Chum Bucket.
You got 7 correct, and that is a win, 7-5.
Let's go.
Sorry, Becky.
Yeah, I would have gotten that last one. Dang it.
Dang it.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The South American country nicknamed the land of poets is Chile, of course.
Chile.
And it's funny because both of you guessed eggplant for hanging over the doors in Greece
we
for
share
New
the
Year's.
Same perverted brain, apparently.
It's not that. It's onions. It's supposed to symbolize health and prosperity, all that good stuff.
Oh, boy.
You don't feel that way about onions?
Not really, no. I just think about stinky.
Oh, you'd prefer the eggplant?
Not going to answer that.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. We are looking for some folks that are huge fans of rock music. So if that is you, call now because we want to put you to the test. 206-803-ROCK. Call in now to prove that you know your rock and roll. We're going to take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. A new country song was just released, and the name of the song is Cold Beer. Okay, it's not actually a real song. It's a guy from the YouTube series There I Ruined It that mashes up a bunch of different artists. It's like 50 different country artists singing the phrase cold beer over and over and over and
I
over.
I love this. He took the isolated vocals from all these country songs where they reference cold beer and made it into a song.
Cold beer, cold beer, cold beer,
cold beer,
cold beer,
cold beer,
cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
I love cold beer.
Okay, I got enough of that.
Have they ever tried incorporating a boxed wine?
Boxed wine. So I was thinking about this. So if cold beer is like one of the most used terms or phrases in country music, let's flip the script. What do you think would be the most used term in rock and roll?
Ooh.
I, for example, I think that these definitely come up a lot. Like someone using the term baby. Yeah. Any type of music. Or tonight.
Yeah.
Come on.
Those are all great ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you think would be the most used?
Love.
Ooh, I was going to go with fly.
No, let's go even simpler than that. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
A lot of rock and roll songs reference rock and roll.
Go
so I figured, let's put some people to the test. I found some iconic rock songs that just use the term rock and roll because there's a lot of them. I've isolated the vocals of when they said the word rock and roll.
Oh.
And you have to guess what song it is.
All right, we have Kevin from Paulsbo on the phone. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
All right, Kevin, are you ready for your rock and roll song?
Yes.
All right, now you have to guess what song this is. Here we go.
Rock and roll!
Would you like to hear it again?
Oh, I know that one.
Here, I'll play it again.
I got the melody in my head, but I can't think of the name of the song.
All right, Taryn, do you think you know it?
I do.
What is it?
I think it's Led Zeppelin, Rock and Roll.
It's kind of weird just hearing Robert Plant's vocals all by themselves.
Isolated.
Rock and roll.
I feel like that one was a gimme. I mean, the song is called Rock and Roll.
Well, let's get Michelle from West Seattle up and see if you can guess this rock and roll song.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Rock and roll!
No. All right, Danny's got it. Yeah. Taryn's got it. What do you think, Michelle?
Oh, my God. Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
Oh, no. I knew the Led Zeppelin one, but I. it sounds like a hair band.
They do have hair.
Rock and roll!
Danny, what do you think it is?
All day.
It is crazy how many songs just reference rock and roll. It's our cold beer. Yeah.
Keep it simple, you know? All right, let's grab Joey from Everett to play the game. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Here's your song. Let's see if you can figure it out.
Rock and roll.
Oh.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Nice work, Joey. How about Keith from Sammamish? Keith, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Keith, do you good think morning. You can name it? Are you ready?
I hope so.
I feel like this one might be an easy one. I think, if Danny, if you don't get this one, I'll be very disappointed in you. Here we go.
Rock and roll!
Actually, I played the wrong one, but still, I'd be disappointed in you.
I want to say Van Halen.
You would be wrong.
Can't think.
But I don't know.
Rock and roll.
Oh.
Can you play it again, please, sir?
Rock and roll.
I'm they're on a blank.
Taryn? I don't know. I'm stumped.
Their first lead singer was Bon Scott, but this isn't Bon Scott.
It's Brian Johnson and AC/DC.
What's the song? Rock and roll was something to them.
Oh, ain't noise pollution.
All right, this is the one for Danny. Are you ready?
Yeah. One more time. Do you know, Jerry? No. Is it Weezer?
No. I think punk rock, one of the forefathers of punk rock music.
Oh. I don't know it.
Think Education?
Oh.
Ramones?
Rock and Roll High School. I still think it's Weezer. I mean, Weezer should cover that song.
Right?
It's very suited for Weezer.
One more for funsies?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Let's go old school on this one.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
I know this one.
Is it Bob Seger? Is our cold beer.
It totally is our cold beer.
Rock and roll is way cooler than cold beer, though, guys.
Yeah. How about this one? One more.
Rock and roll.
Oh. Danny, I know you recently are on a kick of this guy.
Rock and roll.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I can hear it.
He once told me to F off.
Yeah, Billy
Rock and roll.
But I don't know the song.
What is the song?
I mean, rock and roll's in the freaking title, guys.
Rock and roll.
Oh. No.
I don't know enough Billy Joel.
Even if it's old junk,
it's still rock and roll to me. F off, kid.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the face.
Pretty much, you want me to be a fan of you as a musician? Just tell me to F off.
Soul for life.
Eddie Vedder did that once to me, too.
Is that why you're going to get a Pearl Jam tattoo? A Reddit user has posed a question. What's a career that's unfairly villainized? The internet has absolutely decided to respond to this, so we have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a great chat on Reddit because a user asked this question. What's a career that's unfairly villainized?
Oh, radio personalities.
Definitely. Put it on the list.
Yeah.
It did elicit some great replies, so we are going to go straight to the comments.
So I was trying to figure out who would be a good person to read these comments and think about villains in the workplace. Sometimes a boss is considered to be a villain because maybe they're quite horrible.
Oh.
So think about horrible bosses.
Kevin Spacey?
No.
Oh, I was thinking the movie Horrible Bosses.
Me too.
Who's the boss?
Oh, Horrible Bosses 2 maybe is the one I'm thinking of. Who was the horrible boss?
Jennifer Aniston.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, the sexy horrible
boss. Sexy, hot robot Jennifer Aniston reading. Oh, man, there are so many great scenes in that where I'd be like, yep, take me to HR.
Oh, boy.
What, you didn't see that movie?
I did see that
Danny
movie.
Danny knows what's up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a predator.
All right. I'd click on her thumbnail.
Oh, God.
Anyways, here's Robot Jennifer Aniston reading some of these comments. Let's just see if we agree that these are jobs that deserve to be villainized. Are you ready?
Okay.
Lawyers. Everyone hates a lawyer until you need one. Yes, some of them are bad. Yes, some of them are good. What never changes is that they are a necessary profession.
I mean, I think the only bad lawyer I know is our friend Joe.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
He's the absolute worst.
I don't have any issues with lawyers.
Unless I'm being sued, which thankfully I have not.
There's still time.
There is. But I've been okay with lawyers my entire life.
Yeah, same.
Dentist, I just want to help you. I'm sorry some old man hurt you all those years ago. I promise I'm trying my best to be gentle and just help you look and feel your best.
I do feel like it's changed over the years. I think when we were kids, at least I know for me, like going to a dentist was super traumatic because it did hurt.
Yes. I think the older I get, the less I have anxiety about the dentist.
Danny, how are you feeling about dentists these days?
Oh, they're fine.
Oh, okay, because I know you've had some bad run-ins with some dentists. I mean, not like in an alleyway where they beat you up or anything. But.
That would be amazing. Actually, I hate dentists because they just beat me up in alley. No, I mean, it's fine. I don't blame them for my bad teeth.
I'm also impressed with both of you guys. You guys take naps at the dentist, which is wild to me. So I feel like you don't villainize the dentist at all. You nap when you're there.
No, I look forward to it. It's sometimes the best nap I get.
Honestly, I'm surprised no one has said veterinarians yet. We get unfairly villainized all the time for being money hungry.
Huh.
Because when people can't afford a bill, the hard reality is sometimes they have to make the heartbreaking decision to put their pet down, and we get blamed for it.
I never once blamed the vet in any of the situations that I've ever been in.
I mean...
Okay, well, tell us, Taryn.
Well, you know what? We took our dog.
Shout out to South Hill Veterinary. I think you guys are all awesome.
When we had to take our dog Kona to the ER vet, I was expecting her to leave the ER vet in a couple hours, but she didn't make it, and that was a real bummer. I didn't even get to say goodbye, and then it still cost like $4,000 for my dog to die there.
That does suck. Okay, I can't give you a hard time about that. I'd be very pissed off as well.
Didn't
you say goodbye?
I didn't think to say goodbye because I'm like, they're going to fix her, obviously. So I guess that part's on me.
Yeah, I can understand why you have an issue with vets.
But my regular veterinarian, we love.
Okay.
But just the ER vet
can go
kick rocks.
Piss off.
Cow truck drivers. Yeah, some are bags, but in general, they help people that need help.
Again, I've never had an issue with a tow truck driver.
No.
I mean, that's like if your car is being towed.
That's what it is.
Okay, yeah.
And you walk up and they're like, hey, sorry, it's already hooked. And they drive away with your car.
It wasn't a tow, but did you guys see it coming into work today on the street? There was a car that had the boot on it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in a while. I always think those are fantastic.
That's a bad day, for sure.
It's like, here's your car, but you can't do anything with it.
I worked in human resources for an educational service district for years. People hated us. And 99% of the time, we were merely doing what the employees asked us to do.
Yeah, they hated you because they were doing something that made them have to have human resources deal with you. Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, I've never had to get called into HR.
I have once. Nothing bad. It was just, it had something to do with someone else. But I remember it was the worst feeling in the world when you walk into an office with your boss and the HR, like the head HR person's in there too. And you're like, this never ends well.
No.
Plumbers. Enough with the plumbers crack stereotype.
Yeah. Plus they're always having sex with people's wives.
Wow.
Checking their pipes.
I mean, those are the thumbnails I see.
Parking enforcement. Everyone wants bad parkers to be punished, but no one wants to be punished for parking badly. I'm just doing my job. Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay, well, with that kind of attitude, I can understand it.
That does make sense, though. I mean, there is... Yes, everybody likes to complain about bad parkers, but when you're the one that finally gets the ticket, now they're the jerks.
I think it'd be kind of fun to be a parking enforcement person. Just kind of walk around.
You could probably do that in your part time.
All right, well, no, yeah. I don't like it. Did you ever see, there was a TV show, I don't remember what network, it was like on A&E or one of those channels, a reality show, and it would follow the lives of a parking attendant, I think in Philadelphia. And it was amazing.
Wow.
Because the people of Philadelphia, I don't know if you know this, they're not the friendliest sometimes.
No.
And so here you have a job where people already don't like you, and you put them in Philadelphia where people just don't like anyone. It was amazing.
That sounds miserable.
It was full of drama. All right, one more?
Yeah.
Salespeople, especially us poor souls trying to work at the malls, you all act like entitled assholes when shopping.
Well, then don't try and sell me on your damn perfume at that kiosk.
Hey, don't talk to me.
I don't mind it, except for when they don't take no for an answer, where it's just like, hey, have you ever thought about cleaning your shoes? I'm like, I'm in a rush right now. Well, it'll only take me like 10 minutes. I'm like, what part of I'm in a rush don't you understand?
Yeah, like, listen to the words that I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is the very first event of its kind, and we're doing it on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena, which is a Friday. Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. Grab your tickets at KISW.com. And I've heard they've released more tickets because of the high demand. So get them.
Let's go.
We know your day is just beginning, and you're probably trying to figure out what all is happening out there in the world. And pop culture is a very overwhelming place, honestly. But we have gone through all of it, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
If you are a fan of comedy shows, big news for Seattle. Dave Chappelle is going to be coming back to Climate Pledge Arena for a special performance on December 9th. And yes, that is less than 3 weeks from today.
I know. When I first saw it, it just showed up this morning on like Climate Pledge's Instagram. I also got an email alert about it as well. It said, Dave Chappelle, December 9th. I'm like, okay, that's in a year-ish. He's come. That seems so crazy that he's just doing a show in a few weeks, and he just announced it.
And the tickets go on sale today at noon.
And I saw the Kraken play on the 8th at Climate Pledge, and then they play on the 10th. So, I mean, this is a quick turnaround.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, this is going to be one of those strict phone-free events. Have you been to any of those before, Steve?
I have not.
I did once, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know this is very big in the comedy world because they don't want their material getting out there.
Especially when they're workshopping new stuff.
For sure.
You know, when you perform at a venue that holds 17,000, that's where you test out the new material.
Of course.
No, I get it, though. And I know, like, Maynard from Tool and all the projects that he does, he prefers that people don't have their cell phones either.
When I saw Jack White, they made us put it in a little case.
So what do you do then? Do you give them the phone and then you come back and get it? Or is it in the case and then you just keep it in the case?
It's in the case and you keep it in the case. And then when you leave, they have people there to unlock your phone for you, and then you walk out.
Tom, how am I supposed to take selfies while I'm at Dave Chappelle?
You can't, Steve. I know.
Can I bring a disposable camera?
I have heard that. I'm sure that's probably fine. I have heard that one of the little tricks, though, is a smartwatch. Because a smartwatch, you can still.
Why are you saying that for the people in the
This is just between us, okay? Don't tell anybody.
Oh, okay. But that is just crazy. Yeah. He's doing, and it'll sell out.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
Let's go.
Have you ever seen Dave Chappelle live?
I have not, but I was such a big fan of his show growing up.
Yeah, and I mean, his Netflix specials, I know some people weren't a fan of the more recent ones. I thought they were really good for the most part. I mean, not everything I'm going to like find to be hilarious, but a lot of his stuff I thought was just great.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that's just, that threw me for a loop that he's just going to do an arena show on a whim. Like, I'd like to know like how that even unfolded. Like, was he just like smoking some weed one night and he's like, F it. I'm going to go do some comedy shows over in Vancouver, in Portland, in Seattle, and a couple other places in Canada.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Dave.
Wow. I would love to know how quickly you could put something like that together, but clearly in just a few weeks. Slipknot, they're going to be making some more money on top of all the money that they've made for being Slipknot. They've just sold their entire music catalog, which includes publishing and recorded royalties, to this company called Harborview Equity. And the deal is worth about $120 million. So it's going to be a big partnership where they feel like it'll take their legacy even bigger. At least their wallets will get even bigger.
No kidding.
So I'm guessing that's going to mean that they're going to start partnering with, like, you know, advertising commercials and things along those lines.
Could you imagine if you saw a commercial for some sort of like new pharmaceutical drug and it was set to Duality or something like that?
Yeah, I was thinking, what perfect company would it be? I think like Lens Crafters, and then all of a sudden, boom.
I push my fingers into my...
Check out our new contact lenses from Lens Crafters. Also, maybe like Charmin paper towels. They could do people equals... Never mind. It's probably not the right song to use.
I think you're on to something, though, Steve.
Maybe like a Psychosocial Supreme Chalupa from Taco Bell. I don't know. Then all of a sudden it's just like, hey, don't drop the chalupa.
Do you like your music and food heavy and spicy? Let's go.
I don't know if any of that's going to happen, but we're going to start seeing some more Slipknot songs probably in some advertising.
See,
and movies and things like that.
Do you want to know what $25 can get you at KFC right now?
Yes.
KFC is launching this $25 extra crispy festive feast for the holidays. So you'll get an 8-piece extra crispy bucket,
okay,
biscuits, mashed potatoes, and 3 gravies as part of its Cluck Turkey campaign.
So are you getting any turkey?
No, Cluck Turkey.
What does that mean?
It rhymes with a different word.
Oh.
Yeah, cluck turkey.
Okay, Danny and I, boys. You know what? This Death Wish coffee you brought in, Danny's not working because clearly neither one of us. We're tracking. I'm like, I don't remember KFC doing turkey. Is it all of a sudden KFT?
You know what else they've left out?
What?
Candied yams.
Well, yeah, they can't. You got to pay more than $25 to get that kind of goodness.
God.
Cluck turkey.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is one more opportunity today for somebody to try to take down Steve Miggs. And the number to call, if you think you're smart enough to do it, is 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.